Flight of the Conchords are New Zealand's self-proclaimed fourth most popular guitar-based digibongo a cappella rap funk comedy folk duo, and they're now the stars of the HBO show of the same name. Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement play clueless musicians trying to make it in New York City, and they sing dead-on musical parodies along the way. Their World Cafe stop was their first after a year of working on and writing the HBO series, and they actually had to relearn their songs. At one point, Brett said, "Our fans are going to know our songs better than we do."
Our guests today are from New Zealand, and all this sort of began there. But you quickly moved around the country, moved around the world, and have done various things. And one of them is this BBC radio show, which seems to have a lot of the same characters.
There's three of the same characters, yeah.
That's something HBO doesn't know.
Well, there's Brett and I, right. And in the BBC show, there's also a manager who's played by the same actor who plays the manager in our HBO show. Hmm. We liked him so much, we brought him over.
Rhys Darby. Yeah, I mean, the radio show was the story of Flight of the Conchords trying to make it in London, and the HBO show is quite different. It's Flight of the Conchords trying to make it in New York.
Totally different foods, I would think.
Completely different.
Different
situation.
Neighborhoods, yeah.
Yeah. Hamburgers, not sandwiches.
So if folks get a hold of that, it would be interesting to check the scripts. But we won't have them do that.
Oh, we didn't have scripts for the BBC.
Oh, it was totally improvised?
We improvised it around structure. So we would write down what happens in each scene and beforehand, and then with the actors, we were, including ourselves, usually ourselves, improvise those scenes. Whereas the HBO one's a different process. We just script it.
Yeah, the HBO one's more, it's kind of like we write a script and then on set we then improvise the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Once we've got the scripted version, so at least we've got something we can use. And then if there was enough time, we'd have a couple of takes at the end to play around.
When you were developing this in New Zealand, how did you describe these characters that are closely related to you guys that you play? What was the concept to begin with?
In the TV series?
No, from the live act.
For the live act, we didn't. We just did songs, and we'd done other comedy before, but we were so nervous about our guitar playing when we started. We didn't have characters. We didn't talk. We would just concentrate on the songs.
Yeah, and we weren't really sure about when we first started. We weren't sure. Yeah, we were totally unable to talk, so we were concentrating on getting the chords right, and our nerves were terrified of playing guitar. But then we tried a version where we were kind of glam rock stars, and we would posture in between the songs.
So we'd talk like,
"Are you ready to rock, Wellington?"
Yeah, often to an audience of about 12 yeah. to 14 people.
Which does make it funnier, but for them. Well, if you're not too nervous about your guitar playing, you want to do a tune to begin?
Yeah.
Looking around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room, in the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good looking girls on the street, yeah, depending on the street. And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like this? Good one, Dave. I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I said, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't mind, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a waitress. You could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. And then I seal the deal. I do my move, I do the robot. It's 12:02, just me and you.
And seven of the dudes around you on the dance floor. I'll draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a kebab. But I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Well, I don't believe. Let's go to my house so we can fill each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking it slow. Oh, 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 yeah. Cause you're so beautiful. You could be a tree or something. You could be a high class prostitute. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. You'd probably still have to keep your normal job.
Part-time model.
Spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me. Next to me. And the rest of your time doing your normal job.
Thanks to the brilliant marketing done by HBO of putting the pilot up on the web and folks having a chance to tune in. People probably recognize that song. It's the first one that our guest Flight of Conchords sing in their show. And actually, it's the plot of the first show. Which came first, the song or the episode?
The song came first in that situation.
And a brilliant song it is, the part-time model. And it seemed to work for you in the show, Jermaine, for that night at least.
To sing a song to get the girl?
For a few hours.
Yeah, temporarily. I've never tried it in real life.
Now, how did you guys originally meet? Were you doing other musical things or other comedy things?
We met doing some comedy stuff at university. Would you corroborate that, Brett?
Yeah, at a the university drama troupe, drama club, was doing a production about body consciousness, and it was a 25-person self-devised piece, and Jermaine and I got thrown into a group of five guys talking about male body consciousness and body image, and from then on. Yeah, we then like did a few comedy festivals as in a group of five, and then we ended up being roommates together, and in a house with about eight different people, some musicians and some actors, and a cycle courier, and then we started the band in the living room to amuse ourselves, really.
Well, do another one. Maybe we don't know yet.
Okay.
What should we do?
Should we do a Kiss Is Not a Contract?
Okay.
This is about when we do occasionally do shows, we get a lot of women wanting us. Would you agree, Brett?
Yeah, and this is a song to deal with the fan enthusiasm. Often they want to kiss us at the shows, and this is a song we wrote to sort of calm them down.
Kiss is not a contract, but it's very nice. Oh yes, it's very nice. Just because you've been exploring my mouth doesn't mean you get to take an expedition further south, no. A kiss is not a contract, but it's very nice.
Very nice. Just because we've been playing tonsil hockey doesn't mean you get to score the goal that's in my jar case. Just because I'm in a two-man novelty band doesn't mean it's all about Poontang. I can't go around loving everyone. I just wouldn't get anything done. Because I'm only one man, baby.
We're only two men and ladies, babies. Pretty babies.
Thanks for the warning. That is A Kiss Is Not a Contract from Flight of Conchords, who are playing live for us today. I was reading an interview, it must have been a while back, somebody was doing it, and they were going on and on about folk music and folk. And I guess part of that is the Folk the World album, which you guys had out originally. But you conjure Prince more than you conjure folk music in a lot of ways.
That's true. I guess the folk thing came from us playing acoustic guitars. And I guess early on we play more folky songs, like a lot of sort of polka.
Oh, yeah, we had a Russian boat song. We haven't gone electric yet. We haven't tested the fans to see if they'll follow us.
Now, who do you like? Either film comedy or stand-up, other groups do you like?
I like the Muppets. And Leonard Cohen.
That's interesting. Because some of your songs would be a mix of the Muppets and Leonard Cohen.
Mm. A great description.
And I grew up listening to James Brown and Bob Dylan.
I like Peter Cook. And I also like Leonard Cohen. Prince, as you mentioned.
Sam Cooke.
Peter Cooke and Sam Cooke.
Yeah. I like Robin Williams and Robbie Williams.
Jerry Lewis and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Bill Hicks and Billy Bragg. Anyway.
Well, here, do another one of these new ones for us here.
Okay. What should we do now?
Is that what we haven't practiced beyond this, but okay. What about, we could stay on the love song theme and maybe do To All the Ladies of the World.
Yeah, good idea.
Now, how does the writing work? Do you end up writing together or how's it?
Some of them, all different ways, yeah. Every different combination. Some I write by myself, some Brett writes by himself, and a lot of them we write together.
Is there any particular themes that one person is?
Mostly, if it's dirty, I probably started it.
If it's more surreal, I probably did it.
Or
darker. If there's death involved, I probably did it. If there's love involved, Jermaine probably did it.
Okay, well, we'll try to guess who wrote this.
Oh, well, actually, this counts against... Brett started this song, so... And this is a ladies one.
Do something special for all the ladies in the world.
Oh, yes.
I just wanna do something special.
Oh, yes,
for all the ladies in the world.
Is that physically
and the girls,
possible?
Don't forget them.
Caribbean.
The ladies.
Namibian.
The ladies.
Bolivian.
Ladies.
Amphibian. In Indochina, Republic of Dominican,
lady.
Presbyterian,
lady. Lady.
Out of sight,
it's amazing lady,
late night,
the hard-working lady,
erudite,
brain and lady,
hermaphrodite,
the lady man lady,
all of you hermaphrodite, lady man ladies, your sexy lady bits, and your sexy man bits too. Oh, even you must be into you. Ooh.
All the ladies in the world
wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude by making love to you.
It's the things we can do.
If every soldier in the world put down his weapon, pick up a woman, what a peaceful world this world would be. Redheads, not warheads. Bronze, not bones. We're talking about brunettes, not five-digit hairs. Oh, oh, we're talking about sweet 16s, not F-16s. When will the government realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
I have a vision and all I can see is all of you with the all of me. In a world of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of bread.
Been to Paris, Amsterdam, Ramsterdam, and a wham bam, mercy dunker, thank you, ma'ams. I don't care if you're ugly or you're skanky or you're small, I just wanna do a little something special for you.
All the ladies
in the world, you deserve it, girl.
It's been a long time since we played that. or any of these songs.
There are a number of various serious songs on that same theme, so thank you for putting it in its proper perspective. That's well. I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you do a non-love song?
Okay. This is more of a political jam. Dealing with some of the heavy issues.
Children on the streets using guns and knives, taking drugs and each other's lives, killing each other with knives and forks, and calling each other names like dog.
There's people on the street getting diseases from monkeys. That's what I said, they're getting diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
A man is lying on the street, some punk has chopped off his hair. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead. Oh, turns out he's dead.
And that's why I'm singing. What is wrong with the world today? What's wrong with the world today? La 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 la. What is wrong with the world today? You gotta think about it.
There's good cops been framed, then put into a can. All the money that we're making, it's going to the man.
What man? Who's the man? When's the man a man? What makes a man a man? Am I a man? Yes, technically, I am. They're turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Oh, why we still paying so much for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are your overheads?
At the end of your life, you're lucky if you die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. I saw a man lying on the street, half dead, with knives and forks sticking out of his leg. And he said, ow, 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 ow. Can somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please?
Can somebody please remove these cutleries from my knees?
And then we broke it down. This is where we break it down. This is where we break it down.
This is where we break it down. We break it to the break it down. This is where we build it up. We're gonna break it.
We're still breaking down. Then bring it back. Yeah, well, yeah.
And then we fade out gently. We're just fading out gently. Fading out. This is all produced in the studio, and they just faded out. We kept jamming for another 2 hours after this, but we had to fade it out. Fade it out. It's a shame, because the best bits of the song were after this, but we had to fade it out. It'd be too long.
Thank you.
Strange end.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Flight of the Conchords. Congratulations on finishing the television show and how great it has turned out. At least so far, what I've seen. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And
you haven't seen it all. It might get worse. We don't know.
Thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
A total treat. The Flight of Conchords, our guests here on the World Cafe.